It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com. Today's game led up to BSU's first trip to the postseason. Bucky's Legends continues on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The year 2006, a November 10th win over Upper Iowa gave the Beavers their first ever NSIC championship, earning a bid in the Mineral Water Bowl. Coach Jeff Tesh says that getting close to winning the title was an uphill battle.
I think you have to put in perspective, there had not been a championship here, if I got my facts right, for 49 years. So I think that starts out to tell you how your emotions are going to be, but I think you take it one step further. The week before, we had won a game at St. Thomas to tie for the first championship, and I'm going, to tie in 49 years, and I'm going in the locker room, and I'm thinking there's going to be this hooting and hollering and exciting, and I'm kind of, hey, and everybody's like, Coach, we don't want a tie. We want to win this thing outright. And I'm like, can't we have a little excitement in the locker room? You know, this is pretty cool. And there's like, no. And they were locked in. And I remember that. I just thought after that many years, they would still, you know, that part of it would be exciting. But just, when you're a good team, you just have that air of confidence. And I remember going into the game and I said, this is a team we're going to beat. We're going to win this thing. There was just that feeling going on, how loose the guys were playing. We're the better team doesn't always mean you're going to win, but opening kickoff, they onside, and they recovered it. And then you're just like, really? So you put the guys on high alert that there's going to be reverse passes and this team's going to do anything to win. They have nothing to lose, but they didn't score. Anthony Schreiber on an option play pops it down our right sideline right away to a big long run, and it just kind of went like, here we go.
The excitement didn't stop with the team or the players either. A few weeks later, BSU played in the Mineral Water Bowl in Missouri. The feeling was big time.
It doesn't matter if it's the Rose Bowl or the Hula Bowl or whatever it was. To us, that was the first time these guys have been to a bowl, and they try and mimic those major college bowls. You come into town with the police escort and the hotels and all that, and just it's the real deal. You're at a bowl, so just exciting. And the town there, how well they did, and how great they made you feel. But then reality set in, where it was worst weather down in the Excelsior Springs they ever had, and the field was completely iced over. And I can remember there was a prison in that area or something, and they tried to get some of the inmates to come out and hose down the field and melt the ice off the field. So we just had to do a walkthrough in a gymnasium, and which was kind of interesting. But we had been practicing, you know, for about 3 weeks outside. Luckily, it was nice weather for the month of November, so we got a lot of great practices in. But playing the game against one of the perennial powers, Pitt State, in Division II was really sweet. They had their really, really good running back, Ronnie Moore, and it just was trying to break the all-time yardage record for Division II, and you're trying to stop and get back. And probably that coaching thing in the end, the disappointment of we didn't win the game. We really had some chances, but yet, again, another step in a program where you know, their coach said after, you know, you guys should have won the game. You guys got a good football team. You should have been in the national playoffs that year, and it didn't work out. But just to be in that atmosphere was so exciting for the kids.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.